You're listening to Peter Donegan, as always, www.donneganlandscaping.com, and hit the blog. It's Friday. I've just been listening to Bernie Gullback again. Bernie was talking about one of his students. He was talking about the use of ambient sounds. He was talking about, I suppose, to an extent, how when Peter says he's a gardener, that you hear the leaves in the background, you hear the pebbles under my feet. When I stand into shelter, come in, she says, I'll give you a shelter from the storm. Bob Dylan. I'm standing underneath, you can hear the rustle of the leaves, the wind, the rain, the bad weather. The answer, Bernie, is I think if I'm speaking, the answer from me, that is I think if I'm speaking about hens and brooding hens, as I did at the .conf for the sessions that myself, yourself and Mark Rock did. And the example I used in the second speak was of the brooding hen, and all of a sudden one of them started to lay in the background. And it does, it sounds quite, you know, but I think the sound proved it better than me describing it. And that's the bit where I've constantly said audio boo or podcasting can more often turn an equation into poetry. It gives it a certain eloquence, it backs up the story. I know people who talk about hens, for example, and they say, you know, hens will eat all your weeds. Well, you know, here's the answer. Hens cannot differentiate between something that will photosynthesize and something that will photosynthesize, i.e. it has green leaves. You know, definition of a weed is a plant grown in a place where it's not wanted. The only difference is the weed doesn't know it's a plant that's not wanted. So hens will basically eat, they'll basically eat anything as long as it's green. And I wonder about these guys. And I want to hear them. I want to hear them. I don't want to read it. But I want to hear them in the background. I want to hear the hens in the background. I want them to back up their story. I want them to back it up. And from a student point of view, in all of the years that I did college, the whole thing was you assume that the lecturer, the guy who's correcting your exams, you assume that he knows nothing. You assume in the written sense, in the textual sense, you assume that he knows nothing. Therefore, you prove every single point that you say, you back it up and back it up and back it up with fact. And to be honest with you, a hen in the background laying an egg loudly, louder than the cows in the field next door to me, or on the far side of the road, or the sheep, or the horses two fields up from me, or the tractors next door to me, next field to me. That's backup. That's what it is. I know my stuff. The guy who's listening hears the hens in the background, and he knows that I've got hens, or I'm standing next to hens, or I've borrowed hens. And it's very, very simple. It's very, very simple, put in that context. I don't think there is a theory that will solve, or an equation that will fix all of this. I think at the end of the day, for me, podcasting and what makes a good one, it doesn't mean it's going to be Britney Spears and it's going to get a million listeners, or Shania Twain, or one of these other artists that I extremely dislike. But outside of it, giving it authenticity, outside of all of that, in my opinion, Bernie, I think there's an element of confidence. Confidence in the sense that you listen to, like for example, I listened to your scratch and sniff boo, and I took something from that. And it allowed me to pause in between speaking when I say I'm walking down a pebbled road. and I heard the trees rustle. For example, ridiculous as it might sound. But it means I don't have to, I'm not sitting in an office describing. That's the mistake I made, for example, when I did the podcast from Ladies View in Killarney, beautiful part of the world. And really what I wanted to capture there, and what I didn't capture there, was the isolation. See dog, background. So, that's it. But there are guys out there like Brian Green, like Damian Bannon, like Omani Blog. And when they're standing queuing for an iPhone or for an iPad, I want to hear the teeny boppers screaming beside them as they also queue. And when he says he's being crushed in the crowd or being pushed in the crowd, I want to hear the people behind him pushing. I think it backs it up. I think the one photograph does it. I don't think, as I said to you, there's one golden answer. I don't think I have the solution, because I just talk into the end of my iPhone. But if you've got a bunch of students, Bernie, and they want to come out to Ballybohol and do a gardening boo or a gardening podcast with authentic gardening sounds, all I'd say to them is, listen, find a big field, stand in it. Make sure you got two dogs and three hens, some horses in the background, some sheep on the far side of the road, and you can really pretend you're in Ballybohol. I hope this helps, Bernie. I hope it's something that can be of benefit to you. I hope you have a good weekend. I hope you have a great bank holiday weekend. From Peter Donegan in Ballybohol, North Dublin. Bye for now.